That's right. We've got, you know him from YouTube, the YouTube sensation, Cole the Corn Star. Welcome back. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
That's awesome. And of course, you brought a guest in here today. Really needs no introduction, but Daddy Corn Star, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. We are really excited to have you guys in here because it is Ag Week. And during this National Ag Week, we want to draw, shed some light and inform everybody about the important role that agriculture plays here in Central Iowa. And that's what you do, Cole, alongside with your dad. You guys rely on the backbone of agriculture here in Iowa. And of course, you guys with your videos and kind of help inform everybody just what exactly goes on the farm, right?
That's correct. We run around with the camera. We show our everyday, day-to-day lives and what goes on the farm. The good, the bad, the ugly.
We're going to draw more light on what you guys do with your YouTube channel and with Cole the Corn Star. But Daddy Corn Star, what's been one of the biggest or most, rewarding parts of seeing the YouTube channel kind of blow up and be able to shed light on agriculture, which I'm sure it's been a lifestyle for you?
It's been a big change for me, but the exciting part is just seeing the people out there, the locals even, not really knowing what goes on the farm every day. So it's really a neat honor to show the whole world there's a lot that goes on any farm. And It's just a big challenge.
Yeah. And of course, it's a 365 day job. And we're going to talk about that coming up in a little bit. It's Cole the Corn Star and Daddy Corn Star in here with us. So how was that, Cole?
It was good. Apparently, we're being overtaken on the microphone by you. But
I didn't realize it, but I apologize.
It's okay.
I do not want to overshadow you guys, our guests in here during this Ag Week. So, Daddy Corn Star, my first question that I got to thinking about is, how long have you been farming overall?
I actually started farming when I was about 13 years old. My dad got it in me into it, so I started renting some ground at 14. At 14, my dad couldn't claim me anymore, so so I've been in it for a long time.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's it like to see your son now, both of your sons, get involved in agriculture?
Well, my sons and my daughter, I'm very, very proud of them all. It's a great honor for a dad to be able to do things right with your sons. Mm-hmm. A lot of jobs, the kids never get to see what the parents are doing. You know, factory workers and stuff, they don't get to bring their kids to work. So for me, it's a great honor to be there. They learn things, and I actually learn things from them also.
I bet so. That's the unique, aspect of it, where you have the ability to work with your family members and do the projects together and go out and teach each other things. What's been one of the funnest things that you've been able to work with Cole on out there on the farm or maybe in the field?
Probably learning the maintenance in mechanic skills, trying to keep track of things out there and pay attention what that machine is doing. The eyes, training the eyes to look at things that maybe guys won't notice when they're out there working.
Dad has a lot of experience, and I'm not the most mechanically inclined person. So a lot of these things that we work on that you see in the videos, I've never done before. So Dad gets kind of the fun experience of showing me for the first time, and I make some rookie mistakes every now and again. And he can turn around and make fun of me later.
Have some of the mistakes been edited out of videos?
No. The biggest part for me on the editing, sometimes they'll come along when something breaks. It takes me a couple minutes. It's like, Cole's wanting to be right there. Oh, this is awesome. This is great footage. And I'm like, Cole, just give me a couple minutes to relax here. Then you can film. But we're getting better at that. And that's one thing for any farmer to learn. Things happen. We can't let it get it to us. And we do not want to chew the one out that did actually break it, Cole.
Yeah. Well, that's what's fun now is, since we're running around with the camera, in a way, when bad breakdowns occur, it makes good video content. So, it might be hurting us on the farm end, but we can still, take advantage of it by putting into video format. So, like when the axle snapped on the combine, Dad was pretty upset, but I'm like, this is awesome.
Would you say farming gets in your blood?
Yes. Is definitely born into your blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when you guys are out there and the process starts for, you know, say, like, for example, right now, you know, you're looking at the weather. What's going on right now? Are you guys looking to see how much rainfall we get? When you think you can maybe get in the field to start doing some field work? And then when you're going to plant? What's that process like for people?
Well, I mean, we don't get too worked up about it. We just kind of go when conditions are ready. We don't mm-hmm. be like, oh, the calendar says we should be going, but it's not fit to go at all. We just go when we can.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Daddy Cornstar?
I'm probably the most laid back on that because I'm the same way. I'm more from the old school. The dirt's got to be just right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you see other people out and you're like, oh, I'm just going to wait. It's not fit.
Mm-hmm.
But each farm's different. Each ground's different. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. We're pretty laid back.
When I was talking to Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield yesterday, he pointed to in his career, he obviously grew up in agriculture, but he's on the radio, and he said, you know, radio has grown so much from when he started. How about for you, Daddy Cornstar? Mm. How much has agriculture changed in your lifetime? I mean, it's numerous advances, I'm sure.
It's changed a lot from little bitty tractors that we used to have that we thought were huge to the big equipment we're seeing nowadays. Things are getting to be a little faster pace out there on the farms. A lot of new high-tech, what do you want to call it?
Oh, I thought he was going to start with his mule and his plow. But
when the kids were little, they asked me once, did you have vehicles? Were they around when you were little?
But I remember Dad when he first started, like when I was a little boy, he was on our open-faced tractor with our 8-row planter. He'd be out there with his coveralls on. He'd mm-hmm. be cold and he'd be planting with that. Now you get in a tractor full climate controlled, you can press a button, it'll drive in a straight line for you. It's impressive.
You know, I don't know if everybody maybe listening out there realizes how big agriculture is, but you look at it, it goes from the producers here to ag corporations and everyone who has pretty much a hand in helping feed America, whether it's cattle or beans or corn or whatever it may be. How expansive is agriculture, and do people really grasp just how much it plays a role in our daily lives?
It honestly about impacts every little bit of it. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, there's things we don't even realize occurred.
Like markets or something like that?
Yeah,
would you say?
Yeah. And there's stuff that goes way beyond my pay grade.
You know, as far as agriculture goes and the importance of it, what's this week mean to you guys?
I mean, it means what the channel means to us. We're glad we have an awareness that we can bring up to people on what actually goes on. Because mm-hmm. when you drive by a field and you see farmers out in the field, that's the perception you have of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can see the behind the scenes and what actually goes mm-hmm. on, you know, you start to develop a new thing. Even like coming here in the radio station, I hear your voice on the radio. So I put a picture in my head of what you look like. But then yep. I get here and, you know,
I'm more
bald
than you thought.
No, it was a lot better than I thought you looked like.
I think Agriculture Week is a really good honor for us. It puts the farmers and the people making the food and stuff, people recognize us. You know, it's like the firefighters, the nurses, mm-hmm. doctors and stuff. It's neat when we can recognize people and be honored.
A lot that goes on behind the scenes that we take for granted on our day-to-day.
Yeah, that is for sure. We have Cole the Cornstar and Daddy Cornstar in here with us. Wanted to ask you one final question about your YouTube channel. People can find you on there. Just search for Cole the Cornstar on YouTube. But my favorite part is when Cole comes after you, Daddy Cornstar, and he surprises you and catches you off guard. Those are my favorite moments when I see those. Is there anything that you have ever gotten after him? Like, don't be shooting that video or...
I don't know, because I know he's going to do what he wants. And I never see the videos till they come out. But sometimes when I see him come running at me with a camera on, I'm looking around like, oh, no, now what? Because I know he's up to no good.
Would you say, Cole, the YouTube channel has not only inspired other people in the ag community, but just people to have knowledge about ag?
Yes, I get messages from people all the time who say they have never had any interest in agriculture at all, and they've been researching something for the past 4 hours on it.
Yeah.
So that is just awesome. Really cool to me.
Yeah, that is really cool. We have Jeff Brooks, who works here at the station. He wanted to say hi to you guys. He works our weekends and during the week as well, but he wanted to say hi. He's a big fan of what you guys do. So
he's hi, been, Jeff.
He's been in contact with me on Instagram, actually.
I figured he probably has, but, you know, he's a younger guy. And last question I have here for you, Daddy Cornstar, is seeing younger people get involved with agriculture, how important do you think that is?
It is very, very important. We need the young ladies and gentlemen coming in on the ag farming. We know that sometimes there's no money and there's a lot of jobs out there guarantee you good money. Mm-hmm. So we need them out here. Yeah. We're getting older agers coming in and
we all want to eat.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, check them out on YouTube. They are a YouTube sensation. It's Cole the Cornstar and Daddy Cornstar in here with us this morning. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Happy Ag Week, okay?
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for what you guys do.